Welcome to the Estate Planning Project. My name is Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters. Our purpose with this project is public education on a wide range of estate planning topics. With a growing, aging population, unprecedented wealth transfer from one generation to the next, and the dramatic rise in estate litigation, the need for estate planning public education has never been greater. This is a technology-based project that will produce podcasts, articles, and blog posts. This project, however, is not a substitute for seeking personalized professional advice. Our guest expert today is Linda Alderson. She is a CPA and a CA. Linda is also co-author of a book that she wrote with her brother, who is a lawyer. The name of their book is Let the Record Show, A Practical Guide to Power of Attorney and Estate Record Keeping. Today's podcast is titled, Take the Uncertainty Out of Estate Planning with Good Record Keeping. Welcome, Linda, to our project.
Thanks, Mary. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us. Could you please tell us about your book?
Okay, well, I might just give you a little bit of history as to why I wrote the book. I started preparing accounts for litigation, working with a couple of lawyers as siblings took their siblings to court over the financial management of their parents' affairs. And I really became aware of a lack of knowledge that people had when looking after someone else's money. And also the trial and error method of winding up estates that one-time executors seemed to adopt. And I couldn't help but think that if they had a little bit of knowledge beforehand, then they could avoid litigation court and also just make the whole process that much easier. Because when you're winding up an estate or looking after a sick aunt's affairs, it can be very stressful. So that's why I wrote the book with my brother, who's a wills and estate lawyer. And it assists people to understand the record-keeping requirements and how to actually fulfill those requirements when looking after someone else's money, either as an attorney under a power of attorney or as an executor under a will. I also like to speak on those topics also, with particular focus on how our own sound record-keeping habits not only sets a good example for our attorney and executor, of course, but plays a key role in maximizing the success of any estate plan we put together.
Well, that's wonderful for that. I do have a series of questions for you, so let's get started. My first question is, for the purposes of this podcast, what is estate planning?
Estate planning is a continuing process that provides a means of articulating one's financial requirements and arranging one's financial affairs, both during their lifetime as well as after death. I think for most people, when they think estate planning, they think about minimizing taxes, both during their life and after. However, tax minimization is only one part of estate planning. While you're alive, estate planning includes things like planning for incapacity, which none of us like to think about, but it's important to have our powers of attorney for property in place and our power of attorney for personal care. The power of attorney for property is there to help manage our property and finances. And of course, the attorney for personal care concerns issues of health care and medical treatment when, you know, should we become incapable of making decisions for ourselves. And in addition, estate planning can help us see the big picture with respect to our financial resources and means, and thereby help to ensure financial goals are realistically set and that we minimize our retirement concerns. And then we move on to think of it in terms of our death. An estate plan should include such things as your funeral arrangements, because the will isn't the place for that. It's your estate plans that you want to put that kind of detail into. Probate planning, estate administration, who's going to be your executor or if you're going to have more than one, and of course the tax minimization or deferral to the extent possible, the manner in which you want your estate distributed, and this includes not only choosing your beneficiaries, but also how and when your beneficiaries are to receive their inheritance, And, you know, obviously there are as many estate plans as there are individuals because all our circumstances vary widely. Accordingly, the level of complexity will vary also. But the important thing to remember is that no matter what your circumstances or how modest you think your estate is, estate planning should have clear goals in mind and be determined based solely on your own individual circumstances.
And my next question is, what does record keeping have to do with estate planning, and why is it such a key component?
I think there's three aspects that I want to cover to answer that question. First, record keeping allows for pre-planning information benchmarking. We need to know what we're starting with, so we know what we're working with. We need to know that all assets and liabilities are accounted for so that the estate plan can be complete and detailed. It is important to be able to identify the nature of your assets, just not in terms of their dollar value, but also in terms of what is or will be required to maintain those assets, both during your lifetime and also at your death. For example, investment accounts, you know, they require a certain kind of attention to be maintained and not a lot of attention at times. However, the upkeep of a house or cottage requires a totally different set of upkeep skills to ensure that they are properly maintained. And so we want to include all of that maintenance plan in our estate plan. Secondly, after the estate plan is in place, record keeping becomes an important indicator of whether your estate plan goals are being met or continue to be achievable. Certainly in cases where you're no longer capable of managing your own affairs, then record keeping is part of the legal obligations imposed on attorneys under a power of attorney. Thus, your record keeping will provide a great example and will assist that person to continue to manage your affairs as if you were managing them yourself. And the power of attorney will want to go back to your estate plan to see where you've got all these things laid out. For example, your estate plan may refer to the kind of investment you want to hold in your account, as well as indicating where your investment account should be held. You know, you might have been dealing with a particular investment advisor for the last several years, and you're happy with them, and you want to continue to have your investments managed by them, even if you're not the one that's able to communicate with them. So you want to be able to specify that in your estate plan and have that followed. The third and final key reason why record keeping is so important to the process of successful estate planning is that it gives one assurance that their assets are maintaining their value and everything is in order. Having a discipline of record keeping and reviewing this on a regular basis will ensure that any mismanagement, disappointing returns on investments, or unacceptable cost increases in maintaining a property are noted and appropriate action taken on a timely basis.
Well, thank you for that information. My next question is, on a practical level now, is there one aspect that is more important about record keeping when it does come to estate planning?
There's several aspects, and I think depending on your circumstances, you're going to prioritize the importance differently, but I'll just address four of them briefly here. First, we want to understand what records mean, and I think most people will think your bank and investment statements are certainly part of the picture, but other records include your tax returns and supporting documentation, land title deeds, appraisals of jewelry, art, and other valuables, your insurance papers, documents evidencing loans that you've made to other people or they've made to you, and of course the estate plan itself. Now, I try to encourage people to have a filing system that contains all these records in an organized fashion. Also that they share this location with their attorney and executor, while your executor will certainly need to know where all that is at some point in time. And also, having all your documents filed in an organized fashion will make your reviews that much easier because you'll know just where to find all the necessary records. Second, there comes a point when your will becomes a record. it does, after all, record what you want done with your property after you die. But even before you die, it has an important role to play in alerting your power of attorney to the disposition of certain assets. And by this I mean your attorney needs to know what bequests you have made, so that should they have to liquidate any of your assets to fund your care, they need to know if there are any assets that you have bequeathed to anyone so that they aren't the first ones to be sold. Third, there may be the situation of the substitute attorney or the substitute executor becoming involved. This is a person or persons who act when the primary attorney or executor is incapable of doing so. And that can happen when we have our attorneys or executors' siblings with a secondary one, a younger person. You know, often our sibling is around our age. And so when all this comes to pass, they may not be able to actually fulfill the role of executor. So it will pass to the next person. So having a clear record of the assets and liabilities of your estate will make the substitute attorney or executor's job that much easier. And finally, let's not forget the tax man. So no matter how aggressive, complex, or simple the tax planning component of your estate plan is, you'll want to have records that support the plan created. You know, why were decisions made as they were, particularly in your review sessions when you go back and try and remember, well, why did you make that decision? Why did you think that was a good plan at the time? It will be good to have the records that support those decisions to help any further plans that need tweaking.
And my next question is, what are the biggest don'ts regarding estate planning and record keeping?
I think the biggest don'ts are, don't ignore the obvious, don't take things for granted, and don't become complacent. We all know that disciplined record keeping allows us to know what is going on with our investments, income, and expenses. However, I think from time to time we have a habit of allowing things to go on autopilot without taking notice of where we're headed. For example, GICs may have some uses. They are certainly easy to manage. However, given their low rates of return in our economy right now, one needs to be cautious of simply allowing them to automatically roll over, when a better option may be to make some decisions and invest that money in dividend-earning stock that provide a higher rate of return and are more tax efficient. And this is where a discipline of record keeping in the true sense really pays off. And what I mean by in the true sense is taking the time to total your incoming cash and the outgoing and comparing the two. Is the difference between the two what you thought it was going to be? If not, why not? You know, do expenditures need to be curtailed? Does your investment portfolio need to be tweaked? Perhaps your retirement plans need to be altered. And this brings me to an important point I want to make, and that is, one must bear in mind that estate plans are not carved in stone. What worked for you when you were in your early 30s and newly married probably won't work for you when you're in your 60s and thinking of retirement. Of course, the whole economic environment will probably be different. And major life events such as marriage, divorce, children, sale of a business, inheritances, changes to tax laws, and your own health issues are all events that should trigger a revisit to your estate plan to see whether the whole or parts of the plan need to be revised and updated. For example, most of us have experienced the introduction of the tax-free savings account and the registered education savings plan, both having a significant impact on saving habits, planning for children's tertiary education, and resulting income tax obligations. So all of which would impact anyone's estate plan to the extent that they've been able to take advantage of those vehicles.
And my next question is, how do I know if my estate plan is actually working?
Well, with clearly articulated goals, a proper record-keeping regime will be able to provide the answers to whether these goals are being achieved. In other words, record-keeping will, over time, tell you whether the goals of your estate plan are being met or are indeed capable of being met. Questions surrounding income, asset appreciation, depreciation and disposal, and expenditures and liabilities can all be answered with relative ease where there exists a proper information trail. And the proper information trail is created by record-keeping practices. I want to reiterate again, the practice of record-keeping does involve adding up your expenses and revenues and comparing the two. How close are they? Not just in terms of knowing whether you're maybe spending a little bit too much, but also when compared to your plan. Are you still on target to meet your goals? Monthly, quarterly, and annual review of the records will provide a world of confidence that you know where you are and where you're headed with sufficient time to make whatever changes may be appropriate to your circumstances. At the end of the day, perhaps that's the greatest benefit, as without records, you have no way of knowing whether your estate planning is effective. Record keeping provides peace of mind by taking the guesswork out of estate planning and its subsequent actualization.
And you know, it's so important to go out and find the experts who can help one create the plan and then go back and tweak it as possible. And so one of the goals of our project is to say to Canadians, go out and work with your accountant or find one, or your lawyer or your financial planner, because there is a whole industry out there to help people figure this out. So as people think of their estate plan, we really want to say, go out and find those local experts, tell them your situations, have those confidential conversations, and you will be in a much stronger position with a good estate plan if you hire estate planners. And I'm sure you agree with that thought.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes, you know, we think we're saving money by doing those tasks on our own. And yet down the line, we realize that, you know, we were penny, whatever that expression is. And so it's absolutely necessary.
You know, and it's funny because people think that they know everything, and nobody knows everything. And so I would say to people, talk to your financial planner, have an accountant, and have a lawyer, and maybe even have a tax lawyer, depending on your situation. But it really is a team effort to make sure that it all works well. And I'm always shocked when I hear nightmare stories about how families get into trouble and how executors get themselves into trouble. As people think about their estate plan, it's really, how do I include all of these experts to make sure I'm doing the right thing? And I'll tell you another thing I've learned is over time, the laws change and we have to be aware of them. And really the only way I think lay people can be aware of changes is to work with those experts.
Yes, absolutely. I agree 100%, Mary.
Well, absolutely. Well, thank you for this. Could you please tell our audience where they can buy your book?
Our book is Let the Record Show, A Practical Guide to Power of Attorney in Estate Record Keeping, and it is available at Amazon.ca, chaptersindigo.ca, so either of those places.
Well, that's wonderful, and I encourage people to buy your book. Linda, I thank you for joining our project.
Thank you very much, Mary, and I wish you all the success with it.
Well, indeed, we're trying to get the message out that estate planning is important. It's complicated and it should not be avoided.
And it doesn't matter how, you know, how modest you think your estate is, it's still so important to sit down and articulate how you think your estate plan is going to work out for you.
Absolutely. And write it down. My dad always had a great expression. He used to say, the faintest pencil is more powerful than the greatest memory.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? I love it.
I love it too.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everyone listening to this podcast has learned a lot from Linda. I hope people go and buy her book. And please, we encourage you to follow our project at www.caregivingmatters.ca. Thank you.